Sports. I'm Chuck Freeman. Monday Night Football, the Detroit Lions rallied in the second half to coast past the San Francisco 49ers.
The Lions win again, improving to 14-2 as they defeated the 49ers 40-34. Jared Goff was 26 of 34 for 303 yards and three touchdowns.
We're all playing at an elevated level right now on offense. I think the last handful of weeks, even the Buffalo game we lost, you know, we were scoring a ton of points, and we've been playing well on offense for quite some time, and I feel like I'm just part of that.
Jahmyr Gibbs ran for 117 yards and a score, and Jameson Williams had five catches for 77 yards and a TD. In the loss, Brock Purdy had three touchdown passes and a career-high 377 yards. Ryan Leong, Santa Clara, California.
The Federal Aviation Administration has launched an investigation after a private jet carrying the Gonzaga University men's basketball team nearly crossed a runway as another flight was taking off at L.A. International Airport last Friday. No one was injured. In the NBA, a rarity took place.
Russell Westbrook had a historic triple-double as the Nuggets topped the Jazz 132-121. Westbrook became just the second player in NBA history to reach double digits in points, rebounds, and assists without committing a turnover. He finished with 16 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists, shooting 7-for-7 from the field and 2-for-2 from the line, all for an appreciative head coach Michael Malone.
16 points, 10 boards, 10 assists, 7-for-7 from the field. And he came in here. This is a guy who's the first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the greatest point guards to ever play the game. And what I admire so much about him, aside from the leadership and toughness that he brings every single day, is he's got no ego. He says, I'm playing with that guy.
Nikola Jokic also had a triple-double with 36 points, 22 rebounds, and 11 assists. I'm Dave Ferry.
The rest of the NBA scoreboard and the NHL up next. The Los Angeles Clippers rallied from a double-digit deficit.
Norman Powell dropped 35 points as the Clippers rallied back from a 14-point hole to beat the Pelicans 116-113. James Harden chipped in 27 points, while Ivica Zubac added 20 points and 16 rebounds. The win was the third straight for L.A., now 19-13.
Cleveland defeated Golden State 113-95. The New York Knicks keep it rolling in a blowout win.
Josh Hart had 23 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists, notching his third triple-double of the season as the Knicks won their eighth straight with a 126-106 victory over the Wizards. Karl Anthony Towns chipped in with 32 points and 13 rebounds. Towns hit a three-pointer to break a 69-all tie in the third quarter, and the Knicks never trailed after that.
I think what's really good about this team right now is that we're finding ways to win even when we're not at our best, and that's something you're going to need, especially in the playoffs or and those high-pressure moments in the regular season when you need to scratch out a win.
There were five players in double figures for New York, while the Wizards were led by Jonas Valanciunas, who tied a season high with 22 points. Craig Heist, Washington.
Sacramento defeated Dallas 110-100. Joel Embiid, 37 points, and Philadelphia whipped up on Portland 125-103. In overtime, it was Chicago outlasting Charlotte 115-108. College basketball, third-ranked Iowa State trailed briefly in the second half, but they rallied to beat unranked Colorado 79-69. In the NHL, Florida coasts by the hapless New York Rangers.
Jesper Boqvist scored twice, and Sergei Bobrovsky stopped 33 shots in the Panthers' 5-3 win over the sputtering Rangers. Florida blew leads of 2-0 and 3-2 before Boqvist scored the game winner with 8:22 remaining.
We talked about a lot about the last 2 days about going to the net and get the pucks there, and like today, a lot of them was loose around there and just tried to find them, and today they went in.
A2 loose to run, and Mackie Samuskevich put the Cats ahead 2-0 just 5:21 into the game. Alexander Barkov added an empty netter as the Panthers entered a two-game skid. New York lost for the 15th time in 19 games since a 12-4-1 start, falling three games under .500. I'm Dave Ferry.
Winnipeg blanked Nashville 3-0.
Connor Hellebuck picked up his fifth shutout of the season as the Jets beat the Predators. Hellebuck entered the game leading the NHL with a 2.06 goals against average before turning back 22 shots.
Everyone's paying the price and everyone's digging in, and you know, winning is so much more fun in this league, and you really can get into good rhythms and, you know, enjoy coming to the rink every day and just knowing you're going to give it your all every day and that the guy next to you is going to do the same is, you know, that's what you dream to be part of.
Dylan DeMello provided all the offense Hellebuck and the Jets would need, scoring late in the second period. It was DeMello's first goal in 38 games this season. Gabriel Vilardi added a pair of power play goals in the third period, securing Winnipeg's fourth straight win. UC Saros made 25 saves for Nashville. I'm Jane Ferry.
Seattle defeated Utah 5-2. A government agency is issuing a warning to the sports world after the home of NBA superstar Luka Doncic was robbed, correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
The FBI is warning sports leagues about crime organizations targeting professional athletes. This comes following a string of burglaries at the homes of prominent NFL and NBA players. ABC News obtained an FBI report outlining how homes are targeted for burglary due to the perception that they may have high-end goods like designer handbags, jewelry, watches, and cash. The NFL and NBA had issued security alerts to their players after the break-ins, some of which have come when players were with their teams for road games.
In the Music City Bowl, it was 23rd-ranked Missouri defeating Iowa 27-24. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.